In Haiti, the radio station Radio Haiti Inter has stopped broadcasting because of death threats against its staff. 3 years ago, the owner of the station, the prominent and outspoken journalist Jean-Dominique, was assassinated in the station's courtyard. Just this past Christmas Day, Dominique's widow, Michelle Montas, was the target of an assassination attempt in which her bodyguard was killed. Montas is the news director of Radio Haiti Inter, and she joins us now from Miami. Ms. Montas, why did you decide to pull the station off the air? What are these threats?
Well, we have received anonymous threats of all sorts, by telephone, threats by unknown men, usually armed men. We have had cars following our reporters in the streets. We have also had, unmarked cars staying by the station. And we had threats of credible nature, talking of an attack on the station or on some of my journalists during the carnival period, which is next week.
And how do you think that keeping the station off the air will provide a measure of safety?
Well, I think the fact that the reporters are not in the streets, which means away from actual aggression, the fact that we are not on the air means that at least they will be protected for a while. It is obvious for me that it is not an objective. I'm not planning to keep the station closed nor to keep our signal off the air very long. What we're trying to do is assess the climate of security for the next few weeks to find out when it is safe to start again. Actually, I don't think it will be safe as long as the reason for all this is not cleared up. One of the reasons being, and most important, being the fact that the investigation into my husband's assassination is supposed to come to an end at the end of next week. Or in the next 10 to 15 days. And the result of that assassination investigation should tell us who is responsible, who engineered the crime, who pulled the trigger. And I think maybe the assassination attempt on me was a way for the killers to stop the investigation.
The judge in that case is supposed to issue his report. Who do you think is responsible for killing your husband? And why is this such a charged issue in Haiti?
Well, it is a very charged issue because the names of a number of people who are very close to the party in power have been named. We don't know whether or not there is enough of a case against them. We are waiting for that report to find out.
The party in power is the party of President Jean-Bertrand Aristide, and your husband, as I understand it, was a close ally of his. So how do you explain that those are the people who you think are responsible for his killing?
Jean was close to the party in power, to the Lavalas party, in the early 90s when we started the movement, the Lavalas movement. It was part of a large democratic movement that brought President Jean-Bertrand Aristide to power. The fact that Jean, when he came back in 94 after an exile and after the coup, Jean was following the efforts of the government, but at the same time was very critical. Jean was a journalist, very critical of the tendencies of the new party, which was the inclination to more corruption within the party, nepotism within the party, and a number of things which he could not condone. And Jean was very open about criticizing the party in power.
But the irony now, I suppose, is that after all those fights, the station is off the air by a decision that you made, you were forced to make.
I was forced to make that decision. In fact, I made it. It was a collective decision that I took after receiving a letter from most of my journalists. Yes, I said I didn't want to lose one more life. I have lost three already.
Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Michelle Montas is news director of Radio Haiti Inter. She made the decision to stop broadcasting this past weekend because of fears of death threats.